Chapter 5. A Father's Escape. Solange disappeared around the corner of what was formerly the Hotel Malignon. After 15 minutes, she returned.
Come, my father wishes to receive and thank you.
She took my arm and led me up to the Rue Saint-Guillaume, just opposite the Hotel Montmartre. Then she took some keys from her pocket. She opened a small, hidden door. Solange took me by the hand, conducted me up 2 flights of steps, and knocked in a strange manner. A man of about 50 years opened the door. He was dressed as a working man, but as soon as he spoke, the evidence of an aristocrat was plain.
Monsieur, he said, God has sent you to us. I regard you an agent of fate. Is it true that you can save me or that you wish to save me?
It is quite true, I replied. I informed him that Marceau was willing to take him as an assistant. He would only have to promise to not take up arms against France.
I happily promise it now and will repeat it to him, replied Solange's father.
I thank you in the general's name as well as my own.
But when does Marceau leave?
Tomorrow, I said.
Shall I go to him tonight?
Whenever you please. He expects you. Father and daughter looked at each other.
I think it would be wise to go this very night, said Solange.
I am ready, but what if I should be arrested, seeing that I have no pass? Asked her father.
Here is mine, I offered. But you?
Oh, I am known.
Where does Marceau reside?
Rue de la Université, 40, with his sister, Mademoiselle de Gravier Marceau.
Will you go with me?
I shall follow you at a distance, so that I may conduct Mademoiselle home when you are gone.
How will Marceau know that I am the man of whom you spoke to him? Asked Solange's father.
When you meet him, you will hand him this cocarde. It is the sign of identification.
And how shall I reward my liberator?
By allowing me to save your daughter also, I replied.
Very well.
And with that, he put on his hat and put out the lights. At the foot of the steps, Solange's father took her arm and started walking. I followed them at a distance of 10 steps. We went by way of the Rue des Saints-Pères until we reached Rue de l'Université. We arrived at number 40 without having met anyone.
That is a good sign, I said. Do you wish me to go up with you?
No, I don't wish you to put yourself at further risk, replied Solange's father. Wait for my daughter here.
I bowed.
And now, once more, thanks and goodbye, he said, giving me his hand. Language has no words to show my thanks. I pray that heaven may someday grant me the opportunity of giving fuller indication of my feelings.
I answered him with only the pressure of my hand. Then he entered the house. Solange followed him, but she, too, pressed my hand before she entered.